From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The FBI says there are indications that the shooters in the massacre in San Bernardino were radicalized, but Director James Comey says there's no evidence that Tashmin Malik and Syed Farouk were part of a broader network. And the agency is also investigating the shooting as an act of terrorism.
As of today, based on the information and the facts as we know them, we are now investigating these horrific acts as an act of terrorism. We have uncovered evidence that has led us to learn of extensive planning.
Assistant Director in Charge David Bowditch says the shooters tried to destroy their digital fingerprints, including crushing two cell phones, but he says investigators are retrieving data from those phones. Meanwhile, Facebook says Malik pledged support for the leader of the Islamic State group in a Facebook post. Texas has dropped its attempts to block 21 Syrian refugees from resettling in Dallas and Houston next week. As NPR's John Burnett reports, the federal government argued that immigration is a federal matter, and the state's fear that the Syrians may be terrorists posing as refugees is uninformed.
The Texas Attorney General has withdrawn his request for a temporary restraining order. He says the federal government did provide the state with the information it requested about the Syrian families so they can arrive as planned. Earlier Monday, both the Justice Department and the ACLU had challenged the Texas refugee rejection in court. Cecilia Wong is with the ACLU that represents one of the agency's resettling refugees.
What this represents is at least the first step toward victory for our client, the International Rescue Committee, and all of the families who are fleeing from violence and war and who are simply trying to make new homes as new Texans.
The court has not set a date for a preliminary hearing on the state's original lawsuit, which is still ongoing. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.
The Labor Department says employers added 211,000 jobs last month, and on the heels of that strong November employment report, Steve Beckner of Market News International says there are indications that the Federal Reserve will be raising interest rates before the end of the year.
Sooner rather than later is how Philadelphia Federal Reserve Bank President Patrick Harker describes his rate hike preference. He says raising the federal funds rate from near zero this year will reduce uncertainty about monetary policy and keep the economy on track for sustained growth. For all practical purposes, this year means December 16th, the last day the Fed's rate-setting Federal Open Market Committee meets. Harker, who became the Philadelphia Fed's president on July 1st, says raising rates soon will better ensure rate hikes will be gradual. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner in Philadelphia.
Wall Street higher by the closing bell today. The Dow up 369 points at 17,847. This is NPR. Net neutrality is once again facing a major turning point. The broadband industry is challenging new government regulations in court, and both sides presented their cases today. NPR's Alina Saluk reports at the heart of the lawsuit is whether the Federal Communications Commission had the authority to overhaul the way it regulates internet providers.
For the third time in less than a decade, the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals will decide if the FCC gets to keep its new rules intended to prevent internet providers from playing favorites among websites and apps. Spectators filled two courtrooms to watch the oral arguments, which lasted more than 3 hours. Three judges will decide if the FCC overstepped its authority when it decided to reclassify broadband internet as a telecommunications service, similar to traditional telephone service. One big question is whether the FCC will be allowed to regulate mobile internet providers the same as cable internet companies. The ruling is expected sometime in the spring. Alina Saluk, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama has signed a 5-year, $305 billion transportation bill addressing the country's aging infrastructure. It was approved by Congress, that after years of delays. The bill boosts highway and transit spending, assuring states that federal money will be available for major projects. But the bill doesn't address how to pay for transportation programs in the long run. Crude oil prices lower by the closing bell, down nearly 2.3% to end at $40.14 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
From the latest newscasts to the newest podcasts, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.